Palestinian fighters have launched at least 65 rockets into southern Israel in retaliation for Tel Aviv's recent barrage of airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. Over a dozen rockets struck the areas around the southern city of Be'er Sheva, at 40 kilometers, that is, from Gaza. The attacks triggered code red sirens in Israel for the first time in the current escalation. The armed wing of Hamas has claimed responsibility for the rocket fire. Unconfirmed reports indicate that at least one rocket has hit a building in Ashdod and injured one person. Meanwhile, Israel has launched more airstrikes on the besieged Gaza Strip, hitting Gaza International Airport in Rafah over a dozen times. A four-year-old Palestinian boy was also injured in the airstrikes. There was also an attack on the airport on Sunday night that killed 9 Palestinians. Reports say the airport has been completely destroyed. Let's speak to our correspondent, Hala Asafadi, who joins us live from Gaza now. Hala, these airstrikes have become a daily reality for Palestinians, only gaining momentum as the days tick by. Tell us what the situation is like right now in Gaza.
As you just mentioned, the airstrikes and the Israeli raids are becoming part of the daily life of Gazans, especially during Ramadan. At the suhoor time, the last meal before they fast, they wake up on the sound of airstrikes. And when they break their fast, they also wake up on the sound of the airstrikes and the targets that Israel keep on hitting and nonstop. Today, for example, a lot of raids, number of raids, tens of raids and airstrikes hit Gaza. We're talking about a total of 14 people who were killed and around 46 people who were injured since the start of the escalation. Today was a surprise for many Gazans, as the Qassam brigades did retaliate on what's happening. Over 65 rockets were launched from Gaza, hit Israel, and sirens are heard in Israel as well, especially in the areas near the Gaza Strip. Palestinians are not really optimistic with the coming days. A lot of people are expecting a new aggression and, if not an invasion to Gaza, at least assassinations and a lot of upcoming airstrikes.
Well, speaking of which, Hala, this does look very reminiscent of what we saw in late 2008, as well as in late 2012, when Israel, during Israel's 22-day and 8-day war on Gaza.
Well, they're expecting something bigger than what happened. If we're talking about a normal Gazan on a street, if you talk to a Gazan, they all are expecting something really big, because the Qassam Brigades has announced that if there is a truce to be signed or if there is a ceasefire to be done on the ground, it should be before the first bullet in the battle is shot from the Qassam Brigades. And the first bullet obviously is already shot, and Israel is overreacting to everything that is happening. The entire aggression, if I can call it, that started now, started for a reason that no one actually has announced a responsibility for, since the kidnapping or the disappearance of the 3 Israeli settlers. And now they're blaming it on Gaza, and that's why Gazans are expecting a different war and a bigger war. The last war was happened, or one of the reasons that was behind it is the kidnapping of Shalit, the Israeli soldier. So now many Gazans are wondering what is to happen if Israel keeps on claiming that Palestinians actually kidnapped the 3 settlers and killed them. So the vision is not very clear here, but everyone is expecting something really big. If you hear a lot of people and political analysts in Gaza talking about assassinations, just like what they did last war in 2012. When they assassinated Hamas leader, and that was the trigger of a war in Gaza.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. Hala Asafadi, our correspondent reporting from Gaza. Hala, thank you for updating us on the situation there.